From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have all of you guys with us today. Write down our telephone number. It is Open Line Friday. That means you get the opportunity to call in today. If you want to, you can ask me anything you want to ask me. If there's a topic that we didn't cover this week that you would like for us to talk about, we're happy to take those calls. It's what we do every Friday as an homage to our great friend El Rushbo. So give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926 for Open Line Friday. Well, a bit of breaking news before we jump into our starting off point this afternoon. The FBI just announcing they have arrested a Milwaukee County judge. Her name is Hannah Duggan, and she is accused of helping an illegal alien evade federal agents. Cash Patel making the announcement, and apparently he's already deleted the post, but regardless, we can confirm that Judge Duggan has been released. She is accused of intentionally misdirecting federal agents away from an illegal they were actively pursuing. According to Cash Patel, Judge Duggan obstructed an immigration arrest operation. The subject was to be arrested in her courthouse, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien. According to Cash Patel, thankfully, our agents chased down the perp on foot, and he's been in custody ever since. But the judge's obstruction created increased danger to the public. Cash Patel says they are going to be sharing more information very soon and credited the great work of the FBI office there in Milwaukee. And I'm very happy to see this. I've been very critical of the Justice Department and the lack of movement here by Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. So good job, FBI, for going after this judge. And this is what needs to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to start playing hardball. And there is a raging debate. When I was up in Washington, I had some conversations this week, and there is a raging debate among conservatives and even America First conservatives over how far is too far. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I believe. If in fact they have all the evidence, which they've told us, right? Every House congressional member, they've told us they've got all the evidence on Russia, the collusion hoax. They've got all the stuff on J6 and how that all came about. They've got all that intel and that evidence. So I believe that we ought to be going after these people. And I mean every single one of them. And we need to go back to 2016 and the events that led up to Russia. All of the cookie crumbs, the breadcrumbs, led back to Barack Hussein Obama and Susan Rice and Hillary Rodham Clinton and all of that bunch. And I believe if there is evidence of crimes, those people should be arrested. And I don't care if it's a former president of the United States. I don't care if it's the wife of a former president of the United States. I say we have to let justice be served. And yet there is this mindset within the Republican apparatus. And this really has been the longstanding practice of the Republicans. They talk the good talk and they vow to bring justice. And then when they get power, they decide not to do anything because they want to play nice. They want to get along to get along. That's what the Republicans have done every single time. But I believe that this has to be a different kind of Republican administration, and justice has to be served. We've got to be able to start teaching these people a lesson that if you're going to go in, for example, the FBI agents who launched the guns drawn pre-dawn raids on all the pro-lifers, have those people been fired? We need to know. What about the FBI agents who came up, concocted the scheme to infiltrate Catholic churches across America? We need to know whether or not those people have been fired and whether those people have been arrested. Those are civil rights violations going into church houses like that. This is insanity. So we've got to take a hardball approach here. And I believe I may be in the minority on this, because a lot of people are saying, well, Todd, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Jesus would just love everybody. We have to forgive and forget. Well, I say no. I believe that Jesus wants us to go in and turn over the tables. But I also believe that we've got to administer justice. We have to restore law and order to, of all places, Washington, D.C. And these people need to be perp walked. And I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the whole Biden family crime syndicate. I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama. Anybody who is involved in the attempted coup has to be arrested. They've got to be perp walked, and we've got to have mugshots coming out of Fort Leavenworth or wherever they're going to be housed. We've got to play hardball. And here's the reason why. We can't ever allow this to happen again in our country. And the only way for that to happen is to let people know you will be caught, you will be prosecuted, there will be a price to pay for trying to overthrow a duly elected president in these great United States. That's what I have to say about that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, if you've read my newsletter this morning, you know that I'm on the war path. And I'm just going to flat out tell you right now that I believe something is going on in Congress. Congress appears to be intentionally sabotaging President Trump's America First agenda. Now, in the first 100 days of President Biden's administration, the first 100 days, the Democrats controlled Congress, right? They delivered 11 bills to the president's desk, and Joe Biden signed them all. But in President Trump's first 100 days, the Republican-controlled Congress only sent 5. And by the way, one of those was Joe Biden's continuing resolution to keep the government open for business, not on President Trump's budget, but on Joe Biden's and the Democrats' budget. And they did that because President Trump told them to. He begged them, you've got to do this for me. And so they did. And many people, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, not too keen about that. Now, President Trump has signed dozens of executive orders, dozens, and they're all fantastic, and all of them will literally change the course of history in our nation. But if those are not codified, they go away when Trump leaves office. And I'm just wondering, how difficult is it for the House and Senate Republicans to stand up for female athletes or protect teachers from violence in the classroom? I believe that the American people sent Republicans to Washington. Our audience sent Republicans to Washington with a mandate to implement the America First policies, policies that will make America great again. And ladies and gentlemen, we are just not doing that at all. Meanwhile, you've got Barack Obama and Joe Biden's army of these activist judges. They have done more, and they have been more aggressive on Trump's executive orders than the entire Republican Party apparatus. Could somebody explain why that is? Well, I'm going to do that. That was a rhetorical question. But again, it's business as usual. Marjorie Taylor Greene writing on her ex, and she's written a great screed. She says Congress is not doing its job and to deliver the people's mandate. I will not willingly go along with another Republican Congress that doesn't understand the moment we are in and can courageously seize it. Well, let me stop there. She said her patience is wearing thin. I'm done. My patience is already worn thin. And I've got some news for MTG and all the other Republicans. There's not going to be another Republican Congress. If they don't start delivering now, they will be slaughtered in the midterms. And by the way, where are House Speaker Mike Johnson and Majority Leader John Thune? They are missing in action. Where are they? I was in the dairy aisle, and I expected to see their faces on the milk cartons. By the way, I would love to ask, what's the game plan here? Where's the leadership? But those are the only two Republican leaders on Capitol Hill that refuse to come on this program. And why is that? I'm a nice guy. I'm just a lovable, furry little fellow here. Well, not furry, but you get it. I'm just a lovable guy. We don't do the gotcha stuff here, but I do ask tough questions, and I don't work off of pre-prepared questions, and I don't work off of anybody's talking points, Republican or Democrat. That's just what I do here. I am tough but fair. Now, I don't know. At first, I thought maybe the Republicans were just overwhelmed, or maybe they just lack a work ethic. You know, Trump's got a strong work ethic here. Maybe they got a vitamin deficiency, and it's just, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, they just have a hard time getting up in the day. But you know something I have noticed, ladies and gentlemen? I saw this firsthand in Washington a few days ago. The Republicans, they have plenty of time to sip martinis and attend the country club fundraisers and go to the fancy steak restaurants. Plenty of time to make appearances over at Fox. But they don't put the same amount of elbow grease into codifying the president's agenda. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think it means. Because in Washington, perception is reality, right? So are the optics. And it certainly appears to me that congressional leadership is passively undermining President Trump's agenda right now. I mean, there's no excuse for them not to seize the moment here. This is history. President Trump is saving the nation from the clutches of the fascist. But they've chosen not to seize the moment. Same thing happened with Paul Ryan. Remember him? Back in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, they actively undermined the president's agenda. So I believe that today is the day that we have to hit the panic button. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that if the Republicans keep dilly-dallying, yes, I said it, dilly-dallying, they will lose Congress in the midterms. And then it's all over. Nothing will get done. And all of the executive orders, those will go away when Trump leaves office. So here's what I'm encouraging you to do, and we're going to have to do this together. We're going to have to call every single Republican member of Congress in the House and the Senate and demand they put down the martini glass, get off their blessed assurance, and get back to work. That's what we've got to demand of these people. And I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, we will do our gut level best to primary any Republican lawmaker who stands in the way of Donald Trump accomplishing his agenda, because that is the only thing right now. It's not about the Republicans. It's about the president's agenda. And there's no excuse. They ought to be working 24/7 around the clock, making sure. And the fact that they have only managed to get through five bills to the president's desk, and one of those was Biden's old continuing resolution, that is absolutely shameful. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go right to the phones. Got to take a quick break. I see you, Don and Walt in Texas. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Do you believe that the Republicans on Capitol Hill are intentionally undermining President Trump? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed, only $59.98. King size sheets, $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you got to get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from our beautiful Liberty University studios. Let's go to the phone lines. Don is listening to us on Patriot Talk 920, our great affiliate in Houston. Hi, Don. What's on your mind today?
Todd, I want to thank you. You have been saying something today that I have been preaching for ages. The Republican Party has got to stick together. The only thing I really have always admired or liked about the Democrat Party is they walk in lockstep. And that's the only way we're going to win. If we're divided, we're going to fall. I don't care. It's just, it's ridiculous. And if somebody does the crime, they should do the time. I don't care if they are the vice president or the wife of the president. They've got to pay the time so that, you know, they pay for their crime. We're just let people get by with things forever, and it's ridiculous. And what you said about we've got to stand up, and everybody in every state that voted for Trump has got to notify their congressman, their senator, everybody from the minor people on down. We've got to tell them, hey, we've got to stick together if we're going to free this country and get it back to what it's supposed to be, what it used to be.
I don't get it. You know, they're making a good salary. They're bringing in good money, $174,000 a year. So why is it that they spend most of their time on vacation instead of doing their jobs? So we're going to have to show them the error of their ways, Don, and have a good old fashioned come to Jesus meeting to get these folks on the right path.
You're exactly right. I agree with you. Like I said, thank you for saying what you said today. And I hope this good Lord, that everybody out there that's listening to this will pay attention and follow what you said and do it. Not talk about it, not think about it, do it.
Don, I like the way you think, and I like your passion as well. Thank you for calling in today. Happy Friday to you. And we just want to thank all of our great listeners across America. You guys have the power to make change in this country. And I know I'm going to be getting some emails later today from some very angry Republicans up on Capitol Hill. But I don't care. I don't care. You're going to, again, we sent you to Washington to do a job, and you're not doing it. And it's going to take somebody calling them out. And a lot of these hosts around the country, I can't believe Starn said that. What happens if they don't come on his show anymore? Fine, they don't come on my show anymore. What do I care? Because the most important people are not the members of Congress that come onto this radio program. The most important people are you, the great audience. And I'm not going to allow members of Congress to come on and blow smoke up the wazoo. Yes, I said it, the wazoo. I'm not going to let them do that. Those days are over. We're going to call them out. If you're a member of Congress, you come on this show. And we had two members of Congress on this week. And I flat out said, what are you guys doing up there? What are you guys doing? So we're going to call them out because we're going to stand with the American people on this. All right. Hang tight. We're going directly to the phone lines, but we do have to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show on this Open Line Friday. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the day you get to talk about whatever is on your mind. But our question for this hour, do you believe that the Republicans in Congress are intentionally sabotaging the Trump agenda? By the way, may I just give a brief shout out to some local folk here before we go to the phones? Uncle Lou's Fried Chicken, one of the best fried chicken joints in Memphis. You guys know I'm a Bojangles guy, but Uncle Lou's Fried Chicken, locally owned, locally run fried chicken joint, and man, they have got some serious fried chicken action going on over there. Uncle Lou is going to be on the Food Network tonight on our good buddy Guy Fieri's show, so it's going to air this evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time, on Sweet, Spicy, and Savory night. So that's exciting. So if you're ever in Memphis driving through, be sure to stop over at Uncle Lou's Fried Chicken. You're going to love it. And they don't pay me to say that. It's just freaking good fried chicken. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Again, 901-260-5926. Walt in Houston on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Walt. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about the same line that you've been talking about, and I stand shoulder to shoulder with Miss Dawn that called just a minute ago. The House and the Senate are disgusting. I cannot wait to get conservatives in the House and the Senate to progress President Trump's agenda.
Walt, are you satisfied with the work that Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader John Thune are doing?
Heavens no. I can't believe they're dragging their feet, and I got a feeling that the conservatives are swimming upstream against the current. I do not have faith in either one of the leaders of the House or the Senate.
It's really frustrating to me because, Walt, we're missing a great opportunity, and I just don't get it. There are a lot of things, for example, in the Senate that only need a simple majority vote, which we have. So it's not like you need the 60 votes to get some of this legislation through. So that's why I'm wondering if we are looking at a very passive, sort of under-the-radar attempt to sabotage Donald Trump and his agenda.
I would not doubt that one bit. It is a crying shame. The American people have voted conservatively to support President Trump and his agenda, and I can't believe that the House, who has the majority, slim as it may be, and the Senate, as slim as it may be, cannot work with the president that was elected by the United States of America.
Mm. Walt, I certainly appreciate you calling in, and I hope you guys are loving your locally owned talk radio station down there in Houston, Patriot Talk 920. Aren't they doing, they're doing some amazing work down there.
Yes, sir, they certainly are, and I thoroughly enjoy your show. Thank you, Todd.
All right, thank you for calling in, Walt. God bless you. Good old Walt, an American patriot. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, another great radio station, WSIC. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I'm as frustrated as you are about the Republican Congress. You know, about a year or so ago, Matt Gaetz made a really good comment. He said, you know, We are one half of one third of government. That's when they controlled the House, but the Democrats had the, you know, the White House and the Senate. Well, now we have all three, so there's no excuse why things are not getting done. But it just seems that the House and Senate just keep getting ready to get ready, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the photo ops. I'm sick of them showing up at sporting events with Donald Trump just to get, you know, just to get their picture taken. I'm sick of the tweets, the Facebook posts, because they're doing nothing. And let me give you a good example. So back on January the 20th, when Trump was inaugurated, he comes out and he says he's going to sign an executive order declaring an invasion on the southern border, which he did. Okay, well, why doesn't President Trump go before Congress next week and get a formal resolution that there's a national emergency, that there's an invasion? I mean, you've got Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution right away. And that way, and get the House and the Senate to vote on that, to pass it. He signs it. Now you have the executive branch and the legislative branch in lockstep. And now the judicial branch would not be able to interfere with his war powers to get rid of these illegals that are here. I just don't understand why something like that, as simple as that, has not been done. I mean, that's just low-hanging fruit, Todd.
Charles, it's a great question, and we're going to have to just start asking all of our elected leaders, all of them, what's going on here? You know, why aren't you guys moving the needle here? Now, a lot of this has to do with the leadership. Actually, all of it has to do with the leadership. So why is it that leadership in the House and the Senate are dragging their feet on the president's agenda? That is a fair question to ask. And I can tell you this, Charles, I know the speaker listens to this show because I got a call from him on my cell phone one evening after the show. And he was a little bothered by some of the things I said. And I said, well, Mr. Speaker, come on. You're cordially invited to come on the show. And that was months ago, and he has yet to show up on the program. And I think the reason why is he's afraid that it's going to be some sort of a gotcha moment, which it's not going to be. But Charles says, if he's not careful, he will lose the majority in the House in the midterms. I mean, I see that coming, and it is a very dangerous thing.
Well, I agree, and I just think we're squandering a great opportunity here. And by the way, since you said Speaker Johnson listens to your show, Speaker Johnson, I just want you to know that I keep getting solicitations from Republican members of Congress, and I'm not giving you guys one damn penny until you get off your butts and do something. So the first thing, like I said, is pass some type of resolution codifying these executive orders into law, because, Todd, as you correctly point out, at the end of Trump's term, it all goes away if it's not into law. And I don't know. I don't know if they're being intimidated, but, you know, not just in Congress, but with the FBI, I want to see more and quicker investigations into the people that have perpetrated this crime against our country that goes back to 2016. I want some retribution, and I want justice, you know. I don't want people to be charged and convicted of crimes that they didn't commit, but you and I both know that there's a lot of people out there that have been guilty of trying to, you know, overthrow our government. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them hadn't been complicit in the assassination attempts. But we've got to do something to get to the bottom of this. But the House and Senate needs to get off their collective, you know what, and get moving. Quit taking vacations, recesses. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it because you hadn't earned it. You know, they've done nothing. President Trump works 24/7, 365, and these guys need to have his back.
They do, and they need to share his work ethic. And Charles, I think that's a great idea. Call up and say, you know what, not a single penny until you guys start codifying these executive orders.
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
Yeah.
Charles, a great call. Thank you for weighing in today. This is why I love Open Line Friday, is that you guys – are one of the most, if not the most intelligent, the most intellectual audience in all of talk radio. And it shows every time you call, you bring something to the table. And I just greatly appreciate that. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Tennessee. Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good. It's a simple process. They've been bought off. Just follow the money.
Isn't that the way it always is, Steve? Just follow the money, and you'll figure out where the corruption is.
Well, they've been bought off. You know, Soros and all them got the money. Start checking these guys' bank accounts.
Steve, it's a fair point you raise. I'm wondering, you're in Tennessee, and you've got you live in a supermajority red state. Are you happy with the work that your elected leaders are doing on the national level?
No, that's why I'm calling you.
Well, who's your elected leaders? Who's your representative up in Congress?
Marsha Blackburn is one of them, and we've got another one.
And you've got Bill Hagerty. Yeah. What part of the state of Tennessee do you live in?
I live on right in between Nashville and Memphis.
All right. So you're sort of over in the western part of the state then. Look, Steve, that's it. You got to call. You got to get on the phone, call your elected leaders, and give them a good piece of your mind. Steve, I got to run. Thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot of ground to cover, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Man, is he coming under fire. That's just an insane story, and we have some developments there as well. I do have a question for you. We've been following the stock market, and a lot of conservatives are now turning against President Trump because of the economy. And that hasn't made any sense to me at all. You've got to wait this thing out. But it's also, when you look at the volatility of the stock market right now, this is such an important reminder. And I want you to listen closely to this. You need to make sure that you have diversified your savings accounts and your retirement account. And if it's all in the stock market, that is not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to diversify, which is one of the big reasons why I did that years ago by purchasing a lot of gold and a lot of silver. And I hope you have as well. And that's why I want to tell you about my brand new friends and great sponsors of this program, Vault US Gold. They are the answer, and they are trusted by the pros. They offer gold IRAs to secure your retirement, and they also offer gold and silver shipped directly to your home. If you want to roll over your 401k, guess what? They've got experts that can do that and make it as seamless as possible. They are steady. They're reliable. They got no tricks. And I'm telling you, there's also not a hard sell. They just want to educate you. So I want you to write down this telephone number and give them a call. They want to send you a free gold investor kit. It shows you how it's done. It won't cost you a single penny. It's absolutely free, so you have nothing to lose. So write down this number, 833-511-GOLD. That's 833-511-4653. You can also go online, vaultusgold.com/Todd. That's vaultusgold.com/Todd. They will send you, you'll be able to sign up for a free investor kit, and be sure to say that I told them howdy do. We'll be right back, everybody. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. Let's go right back to the phone lines here and say hello to Hank in Western North Carolina. Hi, Hank. What's going on?
Hi, Tom. How are you? Your show is great today. I love it. You've got some good spice in there. Keep it up. And by the way, Patriot, they're excellent. I've got me and my $2 on it and saving, $50 a month.
So you've signed up for Patriot Talk.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Or Patriot Mobile. Wow.
Yeah, they are great. I mean, I was with, I'll tell it, for Verizon, I saved $55 a month. So the same service. As a matter of fact, superior service. So it's great. But at any rate, getting back to your Washington thing, you are great. You're call it like it is. You know, I read recently, my wife insisted that I do it. I study history, so I'm in more of the classics and certainly the Bible. But I read Vance's book recently, and it was loaded with a little too much profanity. It would make a Marine blush, really, on that. But it was, informative for his background. And then she told me about Christy Noem's book, what was it called, the rodeo thing, not my first rodeo. And she, I saw her in the last few short chapters in the short book, gave a lot of hints about how Washington operates and how politics operate in the state and the national levels. And there's just too much bureaucracy and too much compromising. And that's just, you've got to be firm. You got to be more firm. You got to be more courageous. That's it. And our two senators here, Bud and Tellis, Tellis may as well. Why doesn't he put a D behind his name? And Chuck Edwards, who's a representative in the area that I'm in, he's lukewarm. I think, frankly, I love the other guy that was here that they forced out. He's living now in Florida, begins with a C. But at any rate, the Washington, D.C., they have got to really get to work or get out. And, you know, no working, no paying. Basically, they're just lolling around, not doing anything. You're so right. They have got to get action because I've, the resources that I have checked and read about, this is how a nation falls, just like this. And especially I've studied my specialty is Middle Eastern history, and I've seen how nations fall, you know, and classical histories of Greek and Rome and whatnot. And we are well on the path to that. As I would say, we're on the precipice.
Yeah.
If this place doesn't clean up.
Look, we have got Hank. We've got Donald Trump back in there. And the only reason the Republicans, and if you remember back to November, they barely won. And the reason why is they sucked. I mean, they really did. They ran horrible congressional campaigns. The whole thing's a mess. But the only reason they were able to cross the finish line is because Donald Trump dragged them, kicking and screaming. So we've got an opportunity here, and we have to take advantage of it. And if we don't, it's all over. It really is. Hank, I got to run. But thank you for that. And by the way, Hank mentioned Patriot Mobile. They have been a longtime sponsor of this program. And as you heard Hank say, he's saving a lot of money and he's getting a great product. And I love to hear those kinds of stories. And also, Patriot Mobile actually supports the Second Amendment and they support our great veterans. I want you to go check them out, by the way, because there's a brand new deal for listeners of the Todd Stearns Show. PatriotMobile.com/Stearns. That's PatriotMobile.com/Stearns, and you're going to be able to join. You're going to get a free month and $10 off activation. I told you the wrong email address or the wrong website. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They're going to give you a free month and $10 off of activation. What a great opportunity. Again, at PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, let's go to our good buddy, Joe, in Ellijay, Georgia. Hi, Joe. What's going on, my friend?
Todd, I'm down in Sea Island and meeting people from all over the country, and people are coming up to me and saying, Joe, I've heard you on the Todd Stearns Show, and they love your show, Todd, and it just shows how you're being heard around the country, because there are people from all over the country here at Sea Island. They all love, everybody I'm talking to loves Trump. And they're listening to your show, because I would go around and, you know, meet people, and they'd say, well, Joe, I've heard you on the great Todd Stearns Show. So, Todd, people are hearing you all over the country, so you're great, and I appreciate everything you're doing for Trump. And down here at Sea Island, everybody I'm meeting supports Trump. This is a big Trump territory.
Well, Joe, I'm glad to hear that. I really am. And I got to get down to Sea Island, and we're going to have to coordinate calendars so you and I can grab some food down there one of these days.
We'll certainly love to do that, Todd. And please keep up the good work for the taxpayers. You're making a huge impact, and you're really helping Donald John Trump. And I appreciate that, because we love Trump and we love the Todd Stearns Show. Down here at Sea Island.
All right, Joe from Ellijay, man, giving it a good Chamber of Commerce plug down at Sea Island. A beautiful area, by the way, if you haven't been down there. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Live from From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us as we broadcast border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. It's also Open Line Friday. I love this time of year. And Dylan, if you could, I know Dieter's over there. If you could crank up his microphone, because I have a question. I know that Dieter spent the entire morning at a Chick-fil-A. And one of the things I have noticed as he came back from his big, I mean, they did the entire morning show at radio station KWAM in South Haven, Mississippi. Dieter, I don't see a single Chick-fil-A sandwich anywhere in the building.
You know, Todd, you're going to have to ask Dylan where that other sandwich went. I got two of them, and there are zero sandwiches left.
Well, I just want you to remember the next time, who signs your paychecks? And that person needs a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I'll go out and get one. Todd, I got to hang out with a cow, and I realized for the first time why there is a cow at a Chick-fil-A. I never even thought of that.
Oh, for
Todd.
The love of the Lord. What do they teach you in? You went to a Christian school, too. That should have been like before you take the Old and New Testament and the gospel according to Chick-fil-A.
Did you know why their mascot was a cow, Todd?
That of always course. Says,
really?
Yes.
They had to explain it and brought the cow over to do it himself. He holds up the sign and he goes, moo or something, and then he's like, eat more chicken. And then I'm like, wait, is this a PETA franchise? And they're like, no, you can still eat meat, just don't eat beef.
So here's the cows want you to eat more chicken so you won't eat more cow. So that's the reason why you have the cows, who are apparently, the cows are victims of the nation's taxpayer funded education system, because they can't write, they're illiterate.
Well, Todd,
because they have hooves.
Oh yeah. Well, I was humiliated because I asked the actual general manager of this Chick-fil-A why they did not have a chicken mascot. And they were like, are you serious? And I was like, wait, but you only sell chicken. Where's your beef? And that's when I found out. I'm 26 years old, by the way.
And you're a Gen Zer. Yeah, yeah. Pray for the country, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for the country. Dieter's the guy who I heard and nearly wrecked my car coming in when you told the people at the chicken restaurant that you actually don't eat chicken, but you, in fact, eat beef.
And that cow
got
Todd,
triggered. I no doubt about it.
The cow in the costume ran out the door, ran to the next state over. I didn't see the cow for the rest of the remote.
I'm sure it was their pleasure for you to leave.
They said displeasure.
Yeah, don't you? My displeasure. Golly. All right. Thank you, Ben Dieter. All right. We've got a lot going on. By the way, before we get to our next guest, this coming in from the Pentagon. Are you ready for this? More than two-thirds of reserve troops are overweight. In other words, we've got a military full of lard butts. And so Pete Hegseth says, okay, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. He says, this is what happens when standards are ignored, and this is what we are changing. Real fitness and weight standards are here. We will be fit, not fat. That coming from the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth. So anyway, yeah, so you got to, if you're going to go to Chick-fil-A, military folk, be sure to get the grilled nuggets and steer clear of the delicious mac and cheese. Maybe get a salad, the kale crunch. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We have a story here in Memphis that has national implications. And this evening, I know it's a Friday, but the importance of this is so grave that we wanted to alert our Mid-South audience and really our national audience to what's going on here. So Elon Musk built a giant XAI supercomputer in Memphis. And many of you at this very moment are like, wait, what? And don't feel bad, because we all said the same thing and we live here. But he did. And I think Elon saw the potential. Elon saw the resources that are here with the Mississippi River. We have one of the nation's busiest ports. We are a transportation hub with the rail industry through here. Of course, FedEx. So a lot of great things happening in Memphis. Unfortunately, because of policies of the Democrats, we are the deadliest city in America, the most dangerous city in America. And so now, instead of saying, you know what, we need to be embracing Elon Musk, you've got a lot of the far left activists that are literally trying to run Elon Musk out of town. And tonight is a crucial moment in that step. The local Republicans have decided to get involved in the fight, and I'm excited to hear about this. In studio with us is Luke Symbol, who is one of the leaders of the Republican Party of Shelby County. Luke, good to have you with us today.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So this is a big deal. There's a massive meeting tonight, and quite frankly, the left, led by a state representative, his name is Justin Pearson. He's got the power afro, and he's basically a beta male Jasmine Crockett wannabe.
He is a Jasmine Crockett wannabe. He has so many similarities to Jasmine Crockett. They may as well be siblings. He attended a very fancy private liberal arts school, Bowdoin University, up in Maine. It caters to the elites. It goes back to 1796 or something like that. I mean, it really is this high-level institution where he ran for SBA president. He had a short haircut. He spoke as if he had gone to law school in England. I mean, he just had the great speech. And suddenly he moves back to Memphis and he decides he wants to be the next Al Sharpton and changes his look, changes the way that he speaks. And he is now using this business as a way to self-promote and, quote-unquote, stand against pollution. But really, it's just a big self-promotion.
So this guy's got the massive afro, the power fro.
Yep.
And I went back and looked at videos. And back when he was at Bowdoin College, he wore lovely three-piece suits. He looked like he kind of looked like a Republican.
Yeah.
He spoke whiter than I speak, and which says something. But it was like, hello, my name is Justin Pearson. And
he sounded so waspy was up there.
I just love cucumber sandwiches and going to the country club and playing with Buffy and the whole nine yards. And then he comes back to Memphis and he ditches the suit and he's wearing this African garb and he's like, my brothers and sisters, Kiwati. You know, I mean, it's just like one of those things. And so it's almost as if he is Barack Obama's long-lost Kenyan brother now. I mean, and people are buying into all of this shtick.
It's really amazing. And clearly it is self-promotion. He has higher ambitions. He is Jasmine Crockett's little brother for all intents and purposes, how he's acting. And what he is doing is he is saying that this great business, the largest private investment in Tennessee's history that Elon Musk has brought to Memphis, where, by the way, the only thing going for Memphis right now is our barbecue and now this company from Elon Musk. I mean, we are in dire straits. He brings the company here. No tax incentives. He's paying full taxes. There was just a report this week that his business is paying somewhere around $30 million a year just in Memphis taxes. It was an empty warehouse. He's bringing those dollars here. And Justin Pearson has decided he wants to go after this company in the name of environmental justice and wants to tear down this Memphis business that is bringing jobs and revenue here to our town just for his own self-promotion. And we've got to say no, and that's why I'm going to be going there tonight.
By the way, we have a very cultured audience, but for those of the lurkers from Media Matters and all those groups, the phrase "kill Whitey" came from the great Tommy Boy movie. So you can Google that yourself, ladies and gentlemen. but going back to the importance of this meeting, I mean, they basically don't like Elon. Mm-hmm. They've been targeting the Tesla dealerships in town. And you've got a radicalized bunch of folks. And it's what's really puzzling here, Luke, is this is, I mean, people don't understand. This is like a war zone.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, five or six people got shot just in one day randomly all over the city.
Yep. We have the highest rate of murder per capita, I believe, in the country. And people are leaving in droves. We are here in Shelby County, where Memphis is located. We had the largest decrease in population of any other county in the country, over 20,000 people. And that's just an estimate based on looking at taxes, people paying their taxes. Over 20,000 people have left our county. We have a bright ray of hope here with XAI, the largest private investment in our state's history. it's supposed to be over $100 billion in investment by the end of the decade. And here we have a local social justice warrior who is attempting, Justin Pearson, who is like Jasmine Crockett's little brother, who is attempting to self-promote and tear down this important business just for the sake of his own image. And I am tired of these radical race baiters who really only care about themselves. They do this in the name of equity and racial justice and environmental justice, and yet they are destroying the very communities that they say that they're helping. We have got to put a stop to it.
The great irony here is that Justin Pearson is trying to destroy an African American. I think that's the great irony in all of this. I mean, when you think about it.
Great point.
Again, when you look at Memphis, and we talk about this on the program quite a bit, because I don't want any other city to go through what this city has gone through. But I also believe that this radio program, you know, can help, can be a part of the solution to help and change the direction of the city.
Sure.
And I'm excited about what you guys are doing within the Republican Party. And my understanding is you guys are having record numbers of people joining the Republicans now.
We have seen in this very Democratic county of Shelby County in Tennessee, where Memphis is located, we have seen record membership growth this month. During the month of April, we're doing a membership drive. It is going to be probably by the end of the month the most successful month we've ever had in the history of the party in terms of memberships and donations. And I think it is a lesson for local Republican parties across the country. Fight back. Don't be afraid to speak out. Stand up for your people, even if you are in a very Democratic county or city like Memphis and Shelby County. You can stand up, speak out, and it offers courage. We put out an action alert saying we need you folks to show up to this public meeting tonight to support Memphis business and to tell the radical left to stop tearing down important businesses and important opportunities for our community. We sent out an alert, and suddenly other groups, after we did, started sending out an alert. The local Greater Memphis Chamber sent an email the next day, and I truly believe it was because the Republican Party was finally willing to step up and say, enough is enough. We're going to fight for you.
Luke Symbol is with us. He's a Republican leader in Memphis, Tennessee, and the left is declaring war on Elon. They want him to they want to run him out of town, I guess is the right way of saying it. Do we know why? Why is it that they're coming after Elon?
I think it's part of that extension of Trump derangement syndrome, right? Elon is being so effective with Doge. Elon is standing next to President Trump. I believe he really had an impact on this past election, saying enough is enough. We're done with the wokeism. We're done with the political correctness. It's time to speak out about these things. He's effective. And because he's an extension of kind of the Trump administration right now, the left just wants to go after him. And again, this is Elon Musk's XAI company is a bright ray of sunshine in Memphis when we are really, really struggling. And Justin Pearson, Jasmine Crockett's wannabe little brother, is using self-promotion to tear down this ray of sunshine. And we've just got to say no.
All right. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. We've got to take a break here, and we're excited to have Luke Symbol with us. One of the Republican leaders, and by the way, folks, the Republican Party in Memphis officially on wartime footing, as they're going to be doing their gut level best to save the city from the clutches of these idiot Democrats. And I'm curious to hear from our Memphis listeners. Do you have a problem with the fact that Elon is building a billion-dollar company here in your city? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, folks, again in Memphis, Tennessee, a huge town hall, and we're trying to rally the troops to get out there and stand with Elon Musk. And if you are listening to us anywhere in the Mid-South, you're going to want to be at this gathering tonight. Luke Symbol from the local Republican Party in Memphis joins us. And Luke, again, where is this town hall meeting? And where can all of the Elon supporters go?
It is at Fairley High School. That is in the city of Memphis, Fairley High School. It is from 5 to 7 this evening. I'm going to get there a little bit early. I please come out and see me. I'll have some signs, something like support Memphis business or yes, XAI. We're going to be supporting. And this is more than just one company, right? This is the idea that we cannot let the radical left hurt our businesses just for the sake of self-promotion and to cause an issue. We need to say when businesses are coming to our town, providing jobs, providing investment. And look, they're talking about pollution. That's an important point here. This company, XAI, has done so much to be responsible when it comes to the emissions that they're producing. Elon Musk has offered to make a gray water facility, which will use wastewater to cool its equipment and then share it with other Memphis businesses because our local utilities wouldn't be able to build this gray water plant in time. He is doing so much for our community because he, for whatever reason, wants to be in Memphis. I hear he has some personal connections here and he wants to be in Memphis. He wants to build this business here. We are trying to get new businesses to come because of Elon Musk's investment. And all it is the radical left trying to take Musk down because they don't like Trump.
That's it. And again, look at the amount of work that the Trump family has done right in Memphis, Tennessee with St. Jude Children's Hospital. So there is a great MAGA connection to the Memphis area.
Yes, there is. And we want to continue that important investment. We want to tell, and we, I think the Republican Party here, the Republican Party of Shelby County, which is where Memphis is located, we can show these local Republican parties across the country that when you step up, when you fight back, when you don't let the radical left in these cities seize control of the narrative, you can be very, very successful. And we were talking last segment about how we're having record membership and record donations coming into our local Republican Party just because we're willing to speak out.
And I think you're going to get more of that. I think a challenge in the past is you donate all this money and nobody fights. Everybody's, right, they're hiding under their tables. But you guys are out there and you're at the front lines of the fight.
That's exactly right. We are not the party for beta males. You know, we have tough guys fighting. We have tough ladies who are, fighting for their kids. The reason the local party really got kicked off this last go around was because of these Moms for Liberty types that were tired of being disrespected by the establishment party here. We are going to fight for our people. It is the how the parties need to operate going forward. And we're gonna be there tonight. Fairleigh High School, 5 to 7. Come out and see us.
I got to tell you, we have some of the most beautiful Southern Belle Republican women.
That's right.
in the country here, but they will gut you like a pig.
Oh, I mean, they will.
They'll do it by while smiling and saying "Bless your heart"
with the makeup. Beautiful women. You know, I think conservatives are just more attractive, honestly, in general.
Well said.
But
well said. All right, we got to leave it there, Luke Symbol. And again, tonight the big meeting starts at 5 o'clock. Fairleigh High School in Memphis. We want everybody, if you're in the area, go out there and show your support for Elon Musk and the America First movement. Got to take a quick break, going right to your phone calls coming up. All right. So anyway, I'm going to go out to the Elon rally tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Because we've got to show Elon Musk that we've got his back. And if you are an America First patriot, shoot, if you are a small business owner, you need to be at this gathering tonight at Fairleigh High School in Memphis, Tennessee, to show these radical leftists that we're going to be fighting back. We're not going to be backing down. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have to give credit to our staff at KWAM. Because I think for the past 4 years that I've owned this radio station, that people know that it's okay to stand up. You know, we've been taking a stand from day one, and I don't care what people say about us. I don't care what they write about us. It doesn't matter because we believe in standing up for the right thing. We believe in right and wrong on this radio station and on this radio show nationally. And what you hear us do on your local radio station is what we do on the radio station I own in Memphis. And it's making a difference. And people know that we're going to have their back. And that's what really frustrates me about all these Republican lawmakers. It frustrates me about Speaker Johnson. Because we've told him, Mr. Speaker, just do the right thing. We're going to have your back, Mr. Speaker. We're going to stand alongside of you. These are not bad people. They're not horrible human beings. They just don't have the courage to do the right thing. And we've got a massive audience. I know there are other talk radio shows out there, and they have very large audiences, too. You put us all together, and we can be a mighty force for good. That's what I'm trying to say here. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Robert in Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Hello?
You're on the air, Robert. What's on your mind?
Okay. There's just some stuff. I wanted to say that I think we are in the middle of a civil war again. We're not standing across from each other shooting and killing each other, but we're destroying our country. Just a great separation in ideas and politics and morality. That's another big issue that we're dealing with.
So what would you say, who are the sides on the Civil War? You know, back in the 19th century, it was the North versus the South. Who would you say are on the sides in this modern Civil War?
Well, I don't know whether to say Republican and Democrat or liberal and conservative, kind of the same thing in a way, but not to the same extent. But definitely we are fighting each other, all under the same flag, and we're slowly destroying our country, or not so slowly.
Robert, I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Bill in Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Well, I knew I had heard the name of that disruptive punk before, and you realize it's 2 years ago he got kicked out of the legislature, but a communist judge made him let him back in.
Oh, Justin Pearson. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So he's showing his colors, true colors.
Bill, I think you're no. I knew where you were going with that, Bill. I got your back, my friend. It angers me because there's an authenticity problem, and Jasmine Crockett has the same issue. You know, they're going for this whole gangsta thug mentality, and Michelle Obama is going down that same path with this podcast that nobody's listening to, and I've just noticed over the course of my career, and I tell this to all the young broadcasters and staff that we hire, you have to be your authentic self on air. And if you are not, then people are smart enough to figure it all out. And so you're not going to be able to have that connection. So, Bill, thank you for reminding us of that. And what a great town, Jackson, Tennessee. They have a great little restaurant there, and some – it slips my mind. I know somebody from Jackson. It's right off the interstate, and it's in this area called the Casey Jones Village. It is a great, good old Southern restaurant. If you're in the Jackson area and you know what I'm talking about, what is the name of that restaurant? Anyway, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. I want to play some audio from Pam Bondi just moments ago. She explained what this Wisconsin judge was doing. So if you missed the early moments of the show, the FBI has arrested a sitting judge in Milwaukee, and this judge actually tried to help an illegal alien escape from the feds. Here's Pam Bondi.
And to set the stage for you and Sandra, this was truly horrific. This guy was in court being prosecuted by a state prosecutor for domestic violence battery. He had beat up two people, a guy and a girl, beat the guy, hit the guy 30 times, knocked him to the ground, choked him, beat up a woman so badly they both had to go to the hospital. And John, you know, it's so rare for victims to want to cooperate. They wanted to cooperate. They were sitting in the courtroom with the state prosecutor. The judge learns that ICE was outside to get the guy because he had been deported in 2013, came back in our country, commits these crimes, charged with committing these crimes, victims in court. Judge finds out. She goes out in the hallway, screams at the immigration officers. She's furious, visibly shaken, upset, sends them off to talk to the chief judge. She comes back in the courtroom. You're not going to believe this. Takes the defendant and the defense attorney back in her chambers, takes them out of private exit and tells them to leave. While a state prosecutor and victims of domestic violence are sitting in the courtroom.
That's insane. Insane. The judge, Hannah Duggan, was just arraigned. She left the federal courthouse moments ago, and she's been hit with two federal felonies related to obstruction. This woman's going away for a very long time. And I want you to understand what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, because you also have the judge in New Mexico, and he resigned from the bench after we found out that this guy was actually harboring illegal alien young men in the privacy of his home. Don't know what that's all about. Clearly something going on south of the border there. But these judges and these Democrats, they side with the illegals. Their allegiance is to the illegals, not you, the American citizen. I want to give you an example of this, all right? So far, and the numbers may have gone up, but so far, at least four Democrat congressmen and one Democrat U.S. senator have been down to El Salvador to meet with the MS-13 gang member, Abrego Garcia. So they have sipped margaritas with the guy. They've sat on the beautiful outdoor patio with the guy. And they are demanding that he be returned to America. They've gone down there, and they have spent time with this MS-13 gangbanger who smacked around his wife, allegedly. But it's interesting, because as of today, not a single Democrat member of Congress has flown to Gaza to meet with American citizens being held hostage by the Muslims over there. Not a one. Not a one. But you've got five elected members of Congress that are Democrats. They flew down and they just had to meet with this guy in El Salvador, this MS-13 gang member. But to date, not a single Democrat member of Congress has gone to Gaza to meet with the American hostages. And that really tells you all you need to know about who the Democrats really are. They pledge allegiance to the illegals, not law-abiding American citizens. It really is that simple. Now, a very interesting story, and we're switching gears slightly. There is a lot of anger in some circles over the lack of black representation within the National Football League. Now, Jamal Bowman, you might remember him. He's the lawmaker, the Democrat from New York, who pulled the fire alarm on Capitol Hill. And so that guy lost his election. And so anyway, he's upset. And the reason why he's upset is because of a lack of diversity. In other words, he says, we need more blacks within the NFL. Let's take a listen.
Someone like Shedeur Sanders, you know, because he talk a certain way and because he wears gold chains and his pops is Dion and he don't want to submit to y'all white, you know, he's gonna slip in the draft. And you're telling me it's based on the evaluation. Like, you didn't watch the games and watch him play and see him play.
So we decided to do a little. So anyway, Bowman is saying there are not enough black players in the NFL. So did a little research here and want to share these numbers with you. At the moment, 54% of the entire NFL is comprised of black athletes. Only 14% of NFL players are white. And all the others are broken down between Asian players, Hispanic, and what they call other. I think that's Samoa. It may be. So I mean, what is he recommending? Is 27% Caucasian. Is he saying we have too many white players in the NFL? Does Mr. Bowman believe that we should just outright ban white players from the NFL? Is that what he's suggesting? I mean, that's insanity. But again, I find it interesting. Everybody's all about DEI, right? Everybody's all about DEI when it actually comes to areas that have an overwhelming supermajority of minority participants. And then all of a sudden, nobody cares about that. It's always the best and the brightest. Are you ready for this? The NBA, 70% of the players are black. 17.5% are white. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, do you have a bunch of white sportscasters going out there saying, we need more white people in the NBA?
Todd, can I share a stat with you?
Dylan, I'm all ears.
So I watched a little bit of the NFL draft last night. This is what Jamal Bowman's talking about Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion, not being drafted in the first round. And I just want to share the first four draft picks of the NFL were all people of color.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So what's the problem?
I don't know. Over half the draft so far is black players.
So there, the headline in Fox is, and it's Shedeur, is that how you say his
Shedeur,
name?
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders. They said they're stunned after falling out of the first round in the NFL draft. We did not expect this at all. So they're alleging it's race, but how can it be race when the top draft picks are all black?
Yeah, there's no way it's race. And he's overrated.
Did you ever see, it's a great, great football movie, Draft Day?
Yeah.
Love yes. that. So, again, and this, and you just never know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, they're looking for a certain kind of a player. They have a certain attitude about them. I mean, it may be something completely unrelated to the athleticism.
Yeah. Those NFL scouts, they've been doing this a long time. They know exactly what they're looking for, and they saw flaws in Shedeur Sanders. And it's not about his race. It's about his performance and maybe – even his attitude coming into it, thinking he, you know, is at the level they need him to be because his daddy is Deion.
Yeah, and it's a fair point. And it's about chemistry as well. As much as it is about talent, I think team chemistry is even more important.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for the intel there. So, again, what is the point of all of this? It just seems to me. And this has always been my philosophy. You want the best players. You know, I don't care what color they are. I just want to make sure that we're going to have the best team humanly possible. By the way, I don't know if you, as a side note, you know, in Memphis, Penny Hardaway is sort of like Jesus Christ. Is that fair enough? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they win or lose. Penny Hardaway can do no wrong in this town. And those Memphis Tigers fans, they are on, they're an entire another level. I mean, it's, you know, again, the people here in Memphis, they love the Memphis Tigers, but it's all about Penny Hardaway. And it doesn't matter if they lose every single game, it's always somebody else's fault. But Penny Hardaway can never do anything wrong. And how dare you question Penny Hardaway? You hate America if you say anything critical about Penny Hardaway. Dylan, you're not even saying anything because you know.
That's completely fair. It's so dumb.
It's ridiculous. You know, people criticize the University of Memphis. You know, well, how come we're not getting invited to the big games? How come nobody shows up at the games? It's the fans' fault. Well, maybe they don't want to, you know, show up to see, you know, a junior college play, you know, the University of Memphis. Maybe they would like to see the Tennessee Volunteers or the Ole Miss Rebels show up. I mean, maybe that's the reason why. Or it could be that they play their games downtown in Memphis and nobody wants to get robbed or shot. But again, it's always somebody else's fault. Penny Hardaway can do no wrong at all. That's the rule. And there is hell to pay if you criticize him. So anyway, I hate it for the Sanders family, but the good news is he's going to land somewhere and he'll make a great salary, and it's all going to work out at the end of the day. It's all going to work out. But again, for people to suggest that there's a racial motive to all of this, I just find that hard to believe. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. By the way, you've already heard this news, Newsmax going public on the New York Stock Exchange, listed on the big board. Millions of Americans, like you, are joining the news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in the country. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. 40 million Americans get their news from Newsmax. The audience growing, get this, 50% since the same time last year. Millions are making the switch. So if you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more information at NewsmaxInvest.com, and you can stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. Now, this communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to and shall not constitute an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful. Let's go to the phone lines. Ocala, Florida. Richard, listening to us on WOCA. Hi, Richard. What's going on?
Howdy, Mr. Todd. I was listening, talking about those senators and congressmen that's not doing nothing, and it's so frustrating. I agree with that one caller. He didn't agree with the leader of the Senate or the House, either one, and I do too. Most of those elected officials is not feeling the same way that Trump does or the American people do. They're not conservative, and I think we need to primary them, and we need to be in their face, and we don't need to wait to the midterm. We need to start now looking for the most radical conservative people we can find and primary them out of there and let them know straight up we're going to primary them out of there. If they don't put up, we want them to shut up and get out of office. The American people is behind Trump's agenda. We elected him for that. A lot of these other guys wrote his coattails into office, but now that they're in there, they're not getting nothing done. And it's like you say and these other guys say, I know it to be true, if Congress don't pass these laws, things that Trump's doing, when next time a Democrat's in there, it's going right back the way it was. And I think they need to forget about the filibuster, just go the majority, make them vote, see what side they stand on, and if they don't come through, put them out of office and do it as quick as possible.
Richard, I could not have said it better, sir, and I think you're absolutely correct. And I like this idea. Start now. If you have a member of Congress and they claim to be a Republican and they're not out there screaming and hollering at the top of their lungs about this do-nothing Congress, we've got to get those folks primaried. Richard, it's a great call, great way to end this hour. Folks, one more hour. It is Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. Just give us a call at 901-260-5926. And also head over to toddstearns.com. Check out all of our great stories, great content there. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was talking to my publisher, my book editor, a few days ago, and you guys are really crushing it. By the pre-orders of my brand new book, it'll be out officially in bookstores on June 17th. And so many of you have already pre-ordered, and we're urging the entire audience to pre-order the book so they can make sure they have enough books to go around. Last book, they completely sold out on day one. So Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, wherever you buy your books, they're going to have plenty of books for you. But we want to make sure that we get those pre-orders in. And you can do that by going right now online to your favorite bookstore and ordering yourself a copy of the new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. It is a fun read, and I can promise you, you are going to love it. Well, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, everybody. Happy Friday to you, Open Line Friday. That means you can call in and talk about whatever you would like to talk about today. And also, you can ask me whatever you'd like to ask, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to bring into the conversation Congressman Keith Self from Texas, Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Good afternoon, Todd. Great to talk to you. I am.
You know, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today wrote a pretty lengthy post on her X account, and she's pretty upset at House leadership and the lack of movement on codifying President Trump's agenda. And she rightly pointed out that when Joe Biden was president, the Democrat-controlled Congress pretty much gave him everything he wanted. And that just has not happened so far with President Trump and Republican leadership. I'm curious, do you share the frustration that MTG has?
Well, I do, but I will tell you, we've made a lot of movement in the Congressional Review Act process, undoing permanently a lot of Biden's actions. So, yes, we need to be codifying as fast as we can President Trump's actions, particularly given the judicial tyranny against him. But we have been working on undoing permanently through law some of the Biden actions. So it takes both. We need to undo Biden, and we need to support and codify Trump.
Mm. All right. Well, we're going to be following that story, Congressman, because time is ticking away. Midterms will be here before we know it. And we've got a lot of work to do to get President Trump's agenda and make that the law of the land.
Absolutely. And that's what we're working on, the reconciliation bill. We've got to get the reconciliation bill through the Senate. They're now saying July the 4th, because that is where we will codify a lot of the budgetary cuts. First of all, the crown jewel, the tax cuts, and then also the spending cuts. Both have to be balanced in this bill, but we need to get that done because of the midterms. As you just said, Todd, last time in 2017, they did it too late. The impact of the tax cuts was not seen by the midterms, and we paid a price for it. So we need to get that done soon.
We've been following some developments today out of Wisconsin, where the FBI arresting a judge who actually tried to help an illegal alien escape from government agents who were there to pick him up at the courthouse. Now she is facing at least two felony counts here. Your reaction to this news coming in seems to me well done, FBI and DOJ.
Absolutely. Very well done. And this follows hard on the heels of the arrest of the magistrate, the judge in New Mexico, who had allowed a known gang member, terrorist, to stay in his house with him, actually went shooting with him, allowed him to take pictures with his daughter's gun. So, yes, absolutely. We see the FBI finally starting to move. This is what we've been asking for, some action by the FBI to enforce the law against the people who are obviously and intentionally breaking our law. So, yeah, well done, FBI.
Congressman Keith Self joining us, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. And, Congressman, I know you just returned from a long trip overseas, and there has been a lot of concern in the Trump administration over the war between Ukraine and Russia. What can you tell us?
Well, I will tell you that the Europe has answered the call from President Trump. We now have 23 out of the 32 nations that are committed to at least they're 2%. Many of them are going above it, some on the eastern flank to 4 and 5%. So they've answered the call because they know they must do more in their own defense. Now, they're very concerned about any pause, any ceasefire, whatever you want to call it, because that will give Russia the opportunity to redeploy the forces that they have opposite of Ukraine today. So they're thinking ahead to when the pause, when the ceasefire does happen, what's going to be the reaction of Russia. I am very concerned about what Russia does next. Where are they going to meddle? Where are they going to interfere? I asked General Cavoli, the SACEUR, the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, that question, and he kind of surprised me. He started with Armenia in the Caucasus, the little area there that's bounded by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. I thought the Balkans would be the first, the former Yugoslavia would be the first place. And I asked him about it, and he said, no, it's Armenia. So we've got the Balkans, we've got Armenia and the Caucasus, we've got the Baltics up there, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. So we're very concerned and watching, what does Russia do next? You know they'll do something somewhere.
Well, it's a fair point, but where do you see, you think we're going to ramp this up, the war? I know the Associated Press reporting Trump says Crimea will stay with Russia as he's working to end the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a concern, both of the four oblasts in the east of Ukraine and Crimea. I talked to the Baltics about this, and they were very pleased that the U.S. never considered them formally annexed by the Soviet Union back in the Cold War. So I think whatever we do, we can recognize the truth on the ground. You know, Russia occupies the four oblasts. They occupy Crimea. So if that is part of the ceasefire, I understand, because that's truth. That's ground truth today. But let's don't formally give those areas back to Russia formally in an annexation. Let's just say, okay, we understand you've occupied them, but never say never. Never give up on freedom. Never give up on hope.
Well said. And Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate all of your great work up on Capitol Hill, and glad you had a great trip overseas.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Congressman Keith Self from Texas, ladies and gentlemen, on our Old Glory Bank Newsmaker line. By the way, CNN is horrified that the feds would arrest a Wisconsin judge. Cut number five.
FBI Director Kash Patel says a U.S. judge has been arrested for obstructing an immigration operation. Let's go live right now to our senior crime and justice correspondent, Caitlin Polan. It's pretty dramatic. What are you learning, Caitlin?
Truly, Wolf, this is something that we have certainly not seen before, but appears to be part of this aggressive approach the Trump administration has toward immigration. What the FBI director, Kash Patel, announced in a social media post just a few minutes ago this morning is that just now the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse. Eduardo Flores Ruiz is the name that the FBI director puts out there about that subject, allowing the subject to evade arrest. Thankfully, our agents chased down the perp on foot, and he's been in custody since. But the judge's obstruction created increased danger to the public. So that's the FBI director laying out this apparent story and the developments this morning, Wolf, of what is happening with this arrest. We have reached out to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, which is where the judge sits, Judge Hannah Dugan. They have not responded yet, and there isn't any publicly available information in the court record about this, but it would be a startling development if this judge was arrested as she was working on the bench as a judge handling an immigration case or a case of a person that ICE was also interested in. Wolf.
All right, there you go. Scott Jennings also weighing in on judges. Cut number six.
Well, first of all, the president has said he will follow the Supreme Court's decisions. He's always said that about all of these cases. They may have some differences of opinion about the rendering of certain decisions and how to handle and implement certain decisions. But the president has always said he's going to follow the decisions. Now, I do think that these individual district court judges that are being selectively shopped by people who oppose the president trying to issue nationwide injunctions and stop the president from governing, I think that's a real problem. I mean, it's a constitutional crisis, in my opinion, for these individual district court judges to try to tie up Donald Trump. I mean, it's obvious what they're trying to do, which is to run out the clock until he's no longer in office. It's sort of what the Democrats did the first time around. They don't want him to be able to govern. Now, the Supreme Court, as you pointed out in the polling, people have a lot of respect for it, and so does President Trump. So I really do think that if he's allowed to govern, if he's allowed to do the things that he ran on, if he's allowed to continue to, you know, deport illegal aliens, if he's allowed to continue to do the things he told the American people he was going to do, he'll be fine. But the truth is, he's running into a wall of resistance in some of these individual federal district court judges. And I think the Congress honestly needs to step in, or the Supreme Court needs to step in, because it's not right what they're doing to this presidency.
Yeah, he's not wrong. I just don't think the do-nothing Republican Congress will do anything about it. I want to bring your attention to this story. This is an insane story out of Washington State. This is the headline in Como News, K-O-M-O, great radio station. Washington State has launched a race-based home loan program. The program promises to counter racial discrimination by discriminating against white people and Asians and Hispanics. The Covenant Home Ownership Program is a product of the state's 2023 Covenant Home Ownership Act, which, by the way, got support from Republicans. And the law directed the Washington State Housing Finance Commission to conduct a study on ways to reverse racial disparities in home ownership. And here's how it's going to work. They're going to give black first-time homebuyers $120,000 to help with making a down payment and closing cost on a brand-new house. And here's the kick in the pants. There are several kicks in the pants. So this is the first kick to the first butt cheek. They're not going to have to pay it back. And here's the second kick to your other butt cheek. It only impacts black homebuyers. So if you're a white person, or if you're Hispanic or you're Asian, you're not going to be allowed to get the $120,000. As a matter of fact, Washington State is basically taking money from you, white, Hispanic, and Asian home buyer, and they're giving that money to the black first-time home buyers. This is the governor of Washington State, cut number one.
Washington State's Covenant Homeownership Program provides down payment and closing cost assistance for lower-income first-time home buyers. Lawmakers created the program to address the disproportionate impacts of racial redlining in Washington State. House Bill 1696 modifies the program by adjusting the area median income threshold for program eligibility, introducing loan forgiveness, and modifying the Oversight Committee membership. This modification will create more opportunities to close the racial homeownership gap, which is a very important goal for all of us here in Washington State. We so appreciate everybody who made this legislation possible. We know it's been, like any legislation, challenging.
Yes.
This one has its share of challenges, as we know.
Yes.
But Representative Taylor has been a real champion of this legislation, and so we appreciate your leadership in particular. Thank you very much. And with that, I'm pleased to sign this legislation into law.
And he did. By the way, just for the record, slavery was actually forbidden in the Washington territories. This was even well before the Civil War. So race has never been an issue in Washington State. But all of these woke liberal Democrats, and especially the woke white liberal Democrats who control a lot of these Western states, they buy this stuff hook, line, and sinker. And in a way, this $120,000 that they're giving to the black first-time homebuyers is quite frankly a form, I guess you could say, of reparations. But it's also on its face flat-out racist, because you can't tell me there are law-abiding white people in Washington State who could benefit from something like this. I'm just saying. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You got a problem with this? And it certainly sounds like reparations to me. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines. Susie in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, great radio station. Hi, Susie. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to call and tell you I just appreciate you so much. And I just wanted to tell you that and tell you yesterday, you and Ben were out there somewhere on the cloud, I think.
Well, we were having a little bit of fun yesterday, Susie.
You were. you were, and you make me laugh, and I like that. You make me laugh, and I like somebody to make me laugh, Todd.
Well, thank you, and Susie. We'll do our best to keep up with the laughter.
All right, you keep it up. But don't go to D.C. again to have to come back to make me laugh.
Yeah, you know, it's. I was trying to be a little humorous. You want to be respectful. You know, you're in the White House, and you want to. I was a little torn over how humorous I could be.
Right. It's Ben there, Todd.
Hold on, Ben. Just don't listen to what. Do you want to talk to Ben, or does Ben? Do you not want Ben to hear what you're about to say?
No, I want to talk to Ben.
Oh,
Todd. Before I get up through with you. I want to ask you this question.
Sure.
Do you think Jelinski will wear a suit tomorrow?
that's a great question. I don't know. You're talking about Zelensky. He's going to be at the funeral of the Pope. I don't know. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. Yes, and then I want to pick at Ben a little bit and ask him something. Okay.
All right. Well, he's on the air.
What's going on?
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Susie.
I know you're a young man. I looked you up, and you're a very nice-looking young man.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're 26, right?
I am.
Well, I want to know, y'all were picking at the young women yesterday because they're not getting married. Well, tell me this, Ben, why are you young men not getting married and making babies?
You know, that's a question that my mom and dad ask me all the time, Susie. So I just had to answer this at Christmas time because I went home for Christmas and everybody was like, Ben, when are you getting married? When are you procreating? It's a fair question. I think I'm falling into this trend of Gen Zers, and you're even seeing some millennials, which are prioritizing their career, and I've thrown myself at my work, and it makes it really difficult to find the space to get out there and meet people. I'm not one for big dating apps, and that's what all these young people are doing. And so if you find anybody, Susie, can you send them this way?
Well, I will, Ben. I will. And I've got a beautiful young granddaughter. She's 20.
Ooh.
But she told me she's beautiful. She's a sophomore at UGA. She's going to be an attorney. But she told me, Ben, she don't want to get married until she's 35.
Sweet Lord. I'm not sure we're ready for little Dieters running around either, Susie. We got to run, Susie. Good hearing from you, though. Appreciate our great listeners trying to play matchmaker. And for those of you who missed that last segment there, because we had to work it in, we had to take a break here and the computer cuts us off, but our sweet friend, the lovely Miss Susie from Georgia, was offering up her 20-year-old granddaughter, who's a student at the University of Georgia, as a possible, I don't know, mate for our own Ben Dieter, which is always a generous and kind thing. I mean, you know, Dieter, I remember years ago when Caleb Park was with us before he went off to Newsmax, and we had a lady, we actually did an entire segment where we tried to get Caleb married off, and we had a lady call in, and her daughter was a farmer, a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, and we said, well, what, you know, again, we want to make sure that it's a good, solid match, and I said, what qualifications would your granddaughter, or her daughter at the time, would your daughter bring? And she said, well, she knows how to milk a cow. So there you go. I don't think it worked out, though. Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're great. And that's a great skill to have. You know, to Susie's point, give your daughter some, or it was her granddaughter who was 20 that's going to law school. Susie, give her time and give me time. It's not easy dating out there. You got to think about the pool of candidates. I mean, it's slim pickings out there unless you're meeting people at what, church? I'm not a big drinker, so I don't go to the bar a lot, but church to date is weird. I'm one of those people that just get in and get out, and I hear the Sunday sermon, and I'm not there to mingle, really. So when you throw yourself at your career like it sounds like Susie's granddaughter is doing, where do you find the time to meet people unless, Todd, the show becomes one of those dating reality shows where maybe you could, along with Susie, be Hello Dolly.
Sort of like a Christian mingle on the radio.
Yeah.
Conservative mingle. You know, it's interesting. There was a survey done, and back in the old days, which would be like the 1990s and 1980s, most people met their future spouse either through family friend connections or through church. But nowadays, it's like 90%, I mean, it's just a crazy high number, like 90% of people actually meet their mate online, and nobody really has that church connection. You know, it's all digital these days.
It's possible. I mean, people used to meet each other on Craigslist, I think. I don't know. The paper, it's evolved through the years, but now there's like 72 different dating apps. There's even a dating app and I think the only dating app I would be on, Todd, is I think it's called like the Right Swipe or something, and it's for people that are right of center, and you kind of unite around the common denominator of being a Republican, because, you know, if Susie's granddaughter is anything like most of her generation, we have been on dating apps, and it's dreadful. It is maybe like finding a needle in a haystack. The needle's never there, though. It's just trash.
I need you to Google something for me, Dieter. I'm about to share the story. And by the way, I'd like to hear your dating. If you're of a certain age, I mean, you guys remember, how did you meet your mate? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Dieter, I need you to Google Virginia state flag. I want to share the story as you're doing the Virginia flag is causing problems in a Texas school district. And this is you folks in Lamar, the Lamar County Independent School District. This is near Houston. And they have now removed the Virginia flag because it's inappropriate. The school district removed the Virginia flag. This is the official flag of the Commonwealth, by the way, from a third and fifth grade lesson and from their learning platform. And they say the flag violated the school district's nudity policy. So I'm going to describe the flag to you because at first glance, Dieter, it looks like you've got a big muscular dude who has just conquered another dude, and he's standing atop the conquered dude with his leg on the guy's chest.
Holding a big spear.
Holding a big spear, and he's got the toga on, and there's a little boobage popping out.
Really?
It looks like a man boob popping out.
And, that's a stretch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see it, but...
Yeah, so, but it turns out that's not a dude on the Virginia flag. That's a woman.
Oh.
Kind of looks like, and I don't want to, I want to be fair here, but so it's a woman's breast that is popping out of the toga. And this is on the official flag of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I'm just going to say this. She kind of looks like she would drive a Subaru back in the day. I'm just saying.
Did they ride Subarus back in the day, Todd? I don't know. Oh, wow. I'm seeing a close-up.
Oh, it's popping out. It's not a very big boob, though.
Well, I can't believe this is really that controversial, to be honest. I mean, you were talking about the Vatican just the last segment. I mean, if you go to the Vatican and you stare up into the heavens, you're going to get a lot more than one woman's breasts, okay? That's just the Vatican. I mean, I remember a big old Bible in the front of one of the churches in my hometown that I grew up, and you went to the middle of the book, they had the pictures, and you saw it all. I mean, some of those old paintings are quite graphic.
So apparently, the official seal of Virginia depicts a woman standing over a fallen tyrant, which symbolized Virginia's victory over tyranny and the British monarchy. And the blue background represents loyalty. The white of the seal signifies purity and resolve. I don't know what the protruding boob stands for, but we'll try to research that. But anyway, it's causing big problems in Texas, which I just don't get it. Seems to me there are a lot of other issues, but clearly somebody took offense. So there you go.
Well, at least someone did take an offense because what they're putting in child curriculum or children curriculum, I mean, the Supreme Court is having a big old fight over it right now, is a lot more graphic than the Virginia state flag, and they're putting that in your kid's backpack. So at least someone has a sense of, I don't want to say moral compass, but someone's got a purity test and it's not flying with that flag.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Ben Dieter. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, speaking of Texas, Senator John Cornyn is catching fire because he has been praising an Islamic relief organization called Islamic Relief USA. And people are really fired up over his support of the East Plano Islamic Center, which is basically going to be the Texas version of Mecca. It's an Islamic, it's a Muslim planned community. This thing is massive and causing all sorts of problems in Texas. By the way, Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is running for the Senate, says this is insane. John Cornyn repeatedly praised a radical Islamic group that bankrolled and partnered with the group called Epic. Now, Epic, it's called Epic City, and that stands for the East Plano Islamic Center. And they're literally creating an exclusive, brand new Islamic-focused settlement in Texas. This is insanity. Just flat-out insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Greg Abbott says a dozen state agencies, along with the Attorney General, are now investigating this planned Islamic community that's being built in the state of Texas. Just unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here on this Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate there. Mitch, what's on your mind, and how did you meet your wife?
Well, I met her at church, and that's not uncommon. I'm going to date myself a little bit because we were, you know, you used to go visit on Tuesday evenings. So in the meeting when we were preparing to leave, I saw my wife, ask a few questions, didn't actually speak to her, so I got with a pastor, and I said, who are you going to visit? And he said, I think I'm going to visit so-and-so. And I said, I'll go with you. So I kind of manipulated the visitation to really actually meet her. So I don't know if that's above board with the Southern Baptist Convention or not.
Well, well, look, we used to do that. Let me tell you something. If you're a Southern Baptist, you know, and is your first name Mitch Mitchson? Is that your first name?
No, it's Mitch.
Mitch. I'm terribly sorry. All right, Mitch. So if you're a Southern Baptist of a certain age, you'll remember that most of us went to do summer camp at Ridgecrest in North Carolina. And I can't tell you how many Baptist relationships were commenced outside the nibble nook.
This is true. Almost secret information, but held within the Southern Baptist Convention.
That's it's in the Baptist Faith and Message, I think, page 32 or something.
I think you're right. And hopefully you got your answer on the restaurant. I think that was the Old Country Store in Jackson.
The Old Country Store. What a great restaurant. And it's really a fun little development there, and it's really right across the interstate from the great Union University.
That's correct. And one of the neatest things, when you go in there, there are almost like prop cans of food, and it'll say like possum meat and things of that nature where they have those on the shelf. So they're really neat if you really look around while you're there.
There you go. You know what? Dieter's into all of this like weird stuff, you know, and I think possum may be red meat, so we may have to get Dieter some of that.
That's right.
All right, Mitch, thank you for that great story, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Terry in Winchester, Virginia. By the way, this is our brand new affiliate in Winchester, and Terry, you're our first caller from Winchester. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I listen to you and when I can, and I think you're wonderful, Todd.
Well, thank you very much for that, Terry. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Calling about the Virginia flag. As you know, I said I live in Virginia, been in Winchester all my life. I'm an auto mechanic for 55 years. I'm a 20-year veteran of the Army National Guard in Virginia. Also, you might as well say a 20-year veteran of the Boy Scouts as a leader. And a Christian. And I've got my Virginia flag hanging up in my shop, and I'm looking at it as you were describing it. And I see, no offense, the part that is not covered looks to me like a muscular man with a nipple, not a breast. And if people can't look for what it is, it's a Virginia flag, then close your eyes and look another way or get a real life. Because this is stupid. It really is stupid. People want to argue about this. I tell you, I don't think a Virginia person, that is a true Virginia person, has any problem with this flag flying or hanging.
Yeah, Terry, I'm with you. First of all, you know, I don't think that looks like a lady on the flag. I'm with you. It looks like a muscular dude. But again, the flag's been around since 1900, and nobody has had a problem with it in Virginia. So I'm not sure why the good people of Texas have a problem with this.
Well, I think too many people has moved from California to Texas, and Texas may be starting to get a little woke.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
That's not good at all. Terry, can I just brag? I love the Virginia Southern accent. It really is one of the classiest of our Southern accents, and you've got a great one.
Oh, well, great. Well, thank you. Yeah, I got a lot of comments on it. A lot of people think I'm from the South. Some people think I'm from the North. And I look at him and said, born and raised in Virginia.
It sounds like it, too. I love it. Well, Terry, God bless you. I want you to give us a holler back one of these days, but don't hang up. Because you're one of our first callers from Winchester, Virginia, on our brand-new affiliate, I want to make sure to send you a signed copy of one of my books, if that's okay, and we'll get that in the mail to you.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Terry, hang on. Don't hang up, and be sure to tell your friends there in Winchester to listen to the Todd Stern Show. How about that? All right. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Oh, yeah. You got to love that Virginia accent. It's Virginia and Charleston, Savannah. You guys have that more refined southern accent. And then, of course, in Tennessee, we're a little bit more twangy in our accent. But you gotta love the Virginia accent there. Also, you guys in Virginia, we'll say this, we'll talk about this next week. I love those Virginia peanuts. I don't know how you guys do them, but they're the crunchiest peanuts out there. All right, let's go to Dina in Georgia, listening to us this afternoon. Hi, Dina, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to share the story of how I met my husband.
I'm all ears.
We are in our 50s. We met 13 years ago on Match.com. I had been on for a year. I had friends that signed me up. He was on for 4 days. I was going on to cancel, and I saw that he had just signed up. We lived 3 miles apart, and we're a 100% match. And so he had to pay in order for us to communicate. So it worked.
So how long have you guys been married?
It'll be 13 years this June.
Wow, congratulations. Was that a hard thing for you to do, though, to go the online digital route?
I would not have done it if I hadn't had friends that signed me up. Mm-hmm. It was a little hard.
I threatened the staff here if they did that to me. I threatened them with their lives.
It was worth it, though. He says it was definitely worth it.
Wow. Was it love at first sight?
No, not really.
Wow.
It was after I taught him about the five love languages, so he knew what not to say to me.
Oh, Dylan. Now, Dylan's just recently married, and did you guys have to go through the whole love language thing, Dylan?
I did learn a bit about myself when I met my wife, yeah.
Whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. That's great. Well, Dina, thank you for sharing that story. So there is hope out there for long-lasting love on the internet.
Yes, it works.
All right. Well, Dina, thank you so much. Dina, meeting her, a man on Match.com. Well, there you go. All right, well, folks, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we have got a jam-packed show coming up for you on Newsmax. And yesterday, we're going to be posting the video. We did an interview with Dr. Michael Youssef, and I wish I could have had him on for the entire hour of the show. But the warning he delivered to the nation about the rise of Islam, it's something we're going to get him on the radio show next week. But it was really a powerful interview, and we're going to be posting that on our website in the next, I would say, 35, 40 minutes. So be looking for that. But it was really just an amazing interview, as well as warning to Christians and Jews that we've got a problem, a big problem on our hands. So, again, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. Also, thank you again, all of you who have pre-ordered a copy of my new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. If you go to church and your church has a church library, it's worth it to buy a copy, an extra copy of the book, and get it in the church library. And we certainly appreciate you doing that. Don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Bookmark that page. We have all sorts of great news and content. Also, links to all of our social media platforms, Facebook, X, Rumble, Instagram, you name it, we're there. And I love communicating with all of you folks on our socials. I normally do that after the show. And a lot of people say, is that really you? Oh, it's really me. It's really me. I do all of that. All right, hang tight, everybody. I appreciate you being a part of the show today. Get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.